Blog Talk Radio.
You putting on your makeup?
No,
how you make it? You took too long.
Bro, it's 8:30. Calm down. What's up, everybody?
We've been on for 5 minutes already. We'll tell you something more.
Okay.
According to my clock,
it's 8:30.
Well, your clock's slow. The clock's slow, son.
I doubt that.
The clock is slow.
I made you slow with other things. Yeah. Your clock is not.
You wasn't slow making them damn quesadillas that you... You make something. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Big Red and Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? What's good, Red? How you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm just mad about something.
You what?
Mad.
What do you mean?
What is mad? Like, why don't people come up to me and ask me for shit? Sorry, excuse my language, but ask me for stuff and bypass a whole person. Like, you need to see somebody standing there. Like, bro, like, somebody standing there asking, why you gotta bypass the whole person to come ask me stuff? I don't get it.
Well, maybe they're trying to strike a conversation.
That's their business, though. When you come to your conversation, oh, I need 80 cents so I can get something to eat. Bro, because I'm fat, you think I got my money for food? No, please move on. And you got a whole person standing right there like, keep on your ass dick to eat shit. Are you kidding me? Leave me the hell alone. I'm trying to eat you sit in my body.
Well, you know, maybe you out there looking rich.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
They're out there looking rich, people going to ask
you. Listen, that's bull. That's bull.
Yeah, you never listen. You know, you ain't going to ask a person that's looking bummy for money.
That person in the past didn't look like no bum.
I don't know, man. I guess nowadays it's
right.
Like that. It's just hit or miss, right? You know, people roll
the
dice.
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah, it is what it is. But, yo, once again, it's Big Red and Brother B. You know, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good, everybody? Hope all is well. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Instagram. And, on Facebook, the menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. And, drop your comments, you know, new topic ideas, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We try to keep it liberal, you know what I'm saying? Get back to you as soon as possible. But, so, you know, I had to take a little break from, all the, relationship talk and stuff like that. Not like it's a bad thing, but you know, Brother B needed to take a break from that politics, you know, crap, because sometimes it just becomes a bit much. So I guess, you know, we need to take a break on another end and, you know, go back into the politics real quick, you know, not trying to get too crazy with it because you know, after a while of talking too much about politics and stuff like that, like, it'll drive you crazy. And what's weird is, it's the people, the politicians, they ain't losing their mind like we are over the politics.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they create this drama that they create and that they deal with. They don't lose no sleep over it. Meanwhile, we arguing, you know, about bullshit that has nothing to, like, really has nothing to do with us to a degree. You know what I'm saying? Elected officials who make decisions for us and don't even know who we are as individuals.
Yep.
You know, exactly. then they wonder why. But yeah, and then they wonder why, like, people or groups of people get generalized, because that's basically what it's all about in this country. It's like just taking a group of people and generalizing them, whether it's an idea that they have or it's a, you know, a thought or it's a color. They just put them all in one category, and it's like they're all the same. They think all the same, and I'm going to help you because I'm the elected official, and I'm going to help you get through whatever problems or, you know, get whatever you need because, you know, this is what I do. So, yeah.
They think they're helping.
Yeah, they think they're helping, you know, but they're not. And that's what, you know, leads me into the topic of tonight. How you doing, caller 4600? You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
All right, sir. So, yeah, we was about to get into the topic. Your name, sir?
Well, my name is Pianchi. How are you?
Oh, what's up, man? How you doing, brother? How you doing? Welcome back to the show. So, yeah, I'm home all right. Yeah, hope all is well with you, sir. So, you know, I really don't watch the news too much. I mean, like I said on the Absolute Truth, the other day, well, last night, actually. I don't really watch the news. I get my news from watching, you know, listening to Absolute Truth. Like, I just really don't, because at times a lot of news is just too depressing. Or, it like I said, it'll drive you crazy. But this Asian hate crime bill that was passed about a couple of months ago. And I noticed, you know, people are kind of up in arms from, you know, Facebook to, you know, posts on Instagram of how it's interesting that the hate crime bill was put out, you know, a couple of, you know, there was some attacks on Asian people. And they quickly, you know, came up with a hate crime bill to, and passed it, you know, to protect, you know, Asian people. And you know, I don't
Peace.
Hey Peace, what's up, brother? What's up?
What's
brother?
Up? What's
How
up,
you
brother?
Doing, Ron? Welcome.
Oh, no,
you know, I don't have a problem, you know, with the hate crime bill. But what I do have a problem with, and a lot of other people, you know, have a problem with, is the fact that how is it that when, you know, melanated people in this country need something, you know, politicians, you know, government, you know, like so-called elected officials, they drag their feet when it comes down to passing things for us. But when it comes to other groups of people, you know, they seem to just, you know, knock things out quickly. And, you know, if anybody wants to, you know, speak on that, you know, sir, I'll use you, you know, I haven't called in a while, you know, Mr. Bianchi, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if you care to speak on that, the floor is yours.
Well, Asians have been complaining about things that you haven't been aware of, especially in higher education. When this happens at private institutions, Asians are, when they get ready to sit down and do their college entrance exam, they are deducted test points on the SAT, like 140. Blacks are given 310 points, and I think Hispanics is given 170 points. whites are left to be as they are. And the reason why come they give deducted points on Asians, because already they have 40% of the student body. They would practically dominate student bodies in some of those private institutions. And they saying that things should be chosen on merit rather than what is going on now. I think when you looked at in the hate bill, it was political. The businesses that they command, the business wealth that they command, Asian women have a business revenue greater than white women. Like 200 and some odd thousand, 280,000 per, whereas black females is about 28,000 yearly. To Asians, 280 the last time that the U.S. Census Business Survey made a report. So they dominate in those areas where they can affect politics, and they have legitimate reason when it comes down to the academics. The only other person that does, only other group that does better than them academically is the Nigerians. And probably also in household income than they are. But Asians have a higher household income than whites and probably are behind Nigerians, but they lump Nigerians into with blacks. So that's the complicated picture that you're looking at.
Okay. I'll roll with that. What do you think, Brother Ron?
They Asian people, ever since Mao, you had to study from Mao Zedong. And the ruler before that, Chairman Mao, they laid down the groundwork in the 40s and 50s. They laid down the groundwork, you know, physically. They did an ethnic cleansing, people who sold out China. And they set the president in China. You know, they set the president in China for, you know, you can't be an entertainer. You can't be a buffoon. You can't be an idiot. You can't be stupid. You know, they put in China, they put heavy emphasis on being successful early. You know what I mean? While everybody else is partying and drinking, getting high and all that shit like that, you know, in the 20s and during the Depression and stuff like that, China was putting in work. You know what I mean? They was putting in work. They live by their own philosophy. They don't live by nobody else's philosophy. They don't quote other people. They don't. They try not to read other people's books unless they're in America, England, or America or England. You know what I'm saying? They don't read other people's books. You know what I mean? Everything that they read is a lot of their shit is about uplifting their people, uplifting their self-esteem. So wherever they go, China, it's all about China. They don't care about nobody else. So, you know what I mean? So when Biden did what he did what he did out of fear. Because if some shit, if it got too out of hand over here, you best believe the Chinese nationalists were going to get in America's ass. You know what I mean? And that could have started a war. You know what I mean? Some shit happened to Chinese people. Like, yo, they got people come knocking on the door. Something happened to us, we're not unified. You know, we want to be African Americans, we want to be Caribbeans, we want to be Negro, we want to be black. You know what I mean? So this is why China's the bomb. China's the bomb. That's why China right. gets.
I got you. All right, thank you, brother. Mika, what's good? Talk to you.
I just walked in on the tail end of this. So you're going to have to catch
ready
me
yet?
Up. You're going to have to catch me up. I'm over here working on my beads.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, Red.
I mean?
All right, go ahead, Red.
Okay.
Go ahead, Red. Take the floor before I go in.
I have to agree with Brother Ron. You know, at the end of the day, that's what it is. They get together and they do what they have to do, and it seems like, once again, like I always say, every other ethnicity seems to
get it together when things happen with their people except for us. And I think I think it's sad because I don't understand why we can't never do anything for us. And we are more, I feel that we're more oppressed than any other ethnicity on this earth. Because we get the bad deal with everything. So, I don't understand why we can't ever do anything for ourselves. We can't never, get anything done for ourselves, but everybody else can. I don't mean to sound, the way that I'm sounding, but it's the truth. It's not something that I'm just making up out my head, or I'm just saying it because I feel a certain way about any other ethnicity. But like I said, when everybody else gets into a bind, they always, something happens with their people, they make sure that they get together and make sure they get on it. Because as Brother Ron said, guess what? If the United States didn't do anything else, they didn't do anything, it probably would have been a war, because they already have a little, beef with us as it is. So guess what? You don't want to do something that's help our people. Listen, okay, with Kim Jong, whatever his name is, whatever the heck his name is, Shorty, let's get this popping. Because they over there killing our people and beating them up and all kinds of stuff. Get behind them, control, and let's do something. But guess what?
Now,
can't never get anything done for ourselves. We still struggling and we always, like I said, we always get the tail end of everything. The police keep beating us up. Our own people keep beating us up. So guess what? Like, what are we to do?
Okay, so I agree with Ron, and I agree with Ms. Bianchi on both aspects. My thing is this. All right, to go back, like, even though it's all relative, the title at hand, why are we still looking for, equality in America? And it's our fault. A lot of this shit is our fault. Because we don't put ourselves in a position to demand or command respect. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that worked back in the 50s, the 60s, with certain civil rights movement and stuff like that. But there ain't no civil rights movements anymore. Like, all it is when someone gets killed, wrongfully killed by a police officer, people, it's like a call to action. And then next thing you know, it just quiets down. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a fad. And next thing you know, everybody just goes back to business. Like, white people, and if I was a white person, I'd just sit back and laugh. Like, look at these idiots. They come out every once in a while when something goes wrong.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they come out. Yeah, they come out every once in a while when something goes wrong. A cop shoots one of them. They want to yell. Yeah, let them yell, kick and scream, and they'll be going back with the fake Prada belts and, listening to hip-hop music and latest twerking, when it's all over. Drake will make another song, and then everybody, be happy and back on the dance floor. but it's true though. You know what I'm saying? It's like our attention span and our focus is very short. Like, all it takes is dangling the carrot.
That's all intention.
People don't believe that they program. A lot of black people don't believe they program.
Desensitization. The effeminization of black men, that shit is real.
But even when you say that, that can be misconstrued. Somebody will take that. And spin it into a negative, which is interesting, I find.
Let them take it, because what happens is you can't keep asking your oppressor, to give you shit and then bug out when his people do shit to you. Either you don't ask him for shit and y'all come together
exactly.
and do shit,
exactly.
or you just stay and shut the fuck up. Because the Asian people don't vote. In the last political shit, they're only 3 to 4% of the vote population of the vote out of 100 people that voted for Biden. Out of 100. They own businesses. When you own businesses, you own communities. You own publications. You talk Chinese people, talk to Chinese people. Chinese people do not have to talk to niggas unless they come in their store. Chinese people, yeah. Only time Chinese people have to talk to white people is when the only time Chinese people have to talk when they go to the bank, and they got their own bank.
Yep.
you know another thing, too. I want y'all to hang with me on this. Now, Asians.
I'm not hanging nowhere.
Asians are just Asians. Asian. When you say Asians, you talking about Indians?
Yes.
You talking about you're talking about Philippines?
Yes.
You're talking
yes.
about Russians?
No, not
Russians.
Not,
Russians
Mongolian,
or East Asians?
Mongolian.
No, that's not on the census. We talking about what's on the census, what they check. That's what you're talking about. Now, it ain't that blacks are not doing. See, the problem with in black society is the education of these children.
It's not the education. In order to be educated, you must
Well, sir,
children.
Let me, you know, it's another problem, too. You won't let other people talk.
Hold on, brother. Go ahead, sir.
As I was saying, the education deficiency that we see amongst black society is just too great. Now, there are young people that's doing well, especially those that are graduating in those the fields that's of high demand, like STEM. And I've witnessed this with my own eyes, you know, and I always talk about the National Society of Black Engineers. When they have their national convention, you have corporations showing up at them that's hiring black graduates by the hundreds.
Oh, God.
And those kids are doing well. You just don't have enough.
But the media doesn't show that. That's the problem. Uh-huh. The media doesn't show that. The media doesn't. You know, the media doesn't put that out there. Neither do we.
They put it. They put
you know
it
what
out
I'm saying?
There when they do. When they do McDonald's.
Well, they put it. They put
history,
it out there.
Black History Month.
Well, they put it out there, but like I said, it's just not enough. When you have high schools where you have 5% of the students that's proficient in math and 13% in reading, that's not going to cut it. And the ones you see out there that's riding and protesting, they have reached a stage in their life where they realize probably that something is wrong. And something is wrong. Heck, and every year China put out 10 million engineers, graduate 10 million engineers, so the data say. All of their parliament members have engineer degrees. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, hold on, brother. It do make a big difference. The Chinese people, they got different traumas than what we got. They don't go through what we go through. They're not under the conditions that we're under. They're under the conditions to flourish. These motherfuckers, Chinese people, become engineers and come back and help China. We become engineers and come back and help the motherfuckers that are oppressing us. All right, and it's hard. A lot of black students in high school and college don't do well because they got to worry about how they're going to eat, how they're going to pay bills. You dig what I'm saying? And the educational system is not the education. We educated. You dig what I'm saying? But the educational system has never benefited us for freedom. We need to be free from the oppressor. What good is to get
where,
a
what
degree?
Are you, what's your description of freedom? And where is it going to occur?
Brother, if I gotta tell you that, it's no need
and
to
who
be
is
having
the
this conversation. There's no need to be having this conversation,
yeah.
My brother.
And what about those Nigerians that's first, second, and third generation that's born here?
Yeah, they born here. So what? They slaves, too.
Okay. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, have a good day, brother.
Wow. I go to talk to my son. I come back, and it's violent.
Have a good day.
No, it's not. I mean, listen. Before we go any further, listen. This is the deal. You know, I respect everyone's opinion, whether I agree or disagree with it. You know, we have, there has to be a mutual respect for one another, but we as adults also have to understand conversation is conversation. Talk is talk. Like, if you can't, you know, deal with it, then either do not engage or, you know, man up. Or put, you know, put your big girl panties up. You know, this is what it is. It's like this show,
brothers,
you
like
know,
them.
When we do this podcast, it's not about coming on here and being light with shit, because life is not light. You know what I'm saying? So if we can't have these, type of, you know, conversations be 100 with each other, but at the same time respect where each other's coming from, then, like, what's the real purpose? So
brothers like him is part of the problem. He likes the way everything is. You know what I mean? He likes the way everything is. He's one of them, get along, go along, do what you got to do to get along and be successful. You know what I mean?
But you know what, brother? You know, listen, you know, I got love for you, brother. I respect where you're coming from, always. Listen, I'm not going to knock his hustle. Because you know what? If it works for him, it works for him. Like, just like
yeah,
with,
course,
you know, the
it works for
like,
him.
Once again, you know, listen, but the whole thing is this. Maybe he's one of those people that I'm talking about. Maybe he's not one of those people looking for equality anymore from, like, as you say, the oppressor. Because after a while, when we stop looking at somebody who's the oppressor and we look at ourselves? Because there's a lot of times where we are oppressing ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
No,
with the same old bullshit.
That
they don't have to even really do it anymore. They don't have to
do
it because we're doing it to ourselves.
The implosion.
You know what I'm saying? So there's,
but
there's,
with
like,
him,
we keep pointing
he's
fingers.
Talking, but when he's talking, he ain't talking now. He's talking to get along so you don't do wrong. The more you do wrong, you can't get along, and you ain't going to never be right unless you try to get along. Get your education. It's not about education. You know what I mean? It's brothers. Let me tell you something.
I get what Brother Ron is saying. It's like, I'm sorry, Brother Ron. I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's like being like the docile black person. Like, you're like, just, oh, okay, well, let's just get along. But see, that's the, you know, I explain that all the time to my kids, you know, in terms of, you know, not to say it like that, but my dad, like I said, he's an older generation black man, and I understand, but I told him, that is the problem. It's that docile, oh, well, let's get up. No, that's why we're in the bond that we're in, because y'all still have that thinking of let's get up. No, we need to do what they do to us, because guess what? They don't care, because like I said, they willing to die for this shit. We ain't. That's the problem. We not willing to die. Right?
Well, we willing to die for other things.
Right.
We willing to die for other things.
We just die for other shit, but they don't want to die. You don't want to die for what you really need to die for.
I said, I was talking to our brother. I was talking to a brother about revolution. I said, look here, brother. He was talking blame. He was getting down on Chinese people. I was like, yo, I don't really like Chinese people. You know what I mean? You know, I don't really dig them. You know, I don't even like Bruce Lee no more. You know what I mean? That's how I really got. You know what I mean? But what happens is, I said, how would you feed 1.5 billion people? Because he got at them about the bat situation. I said, yeah, if it was 1.5 billion people in America, that puts a pressure on natural resources for food. What would you eat? What would you be eating if there was 1.5 billion people in America? Huh? What would you eat? You know what I mean? Those people over there eating roaches, crickets, scorpion, bat, rats and dogs. They eat rats and dogs, and they're dominating the world. They're the top. They're the top two. They're the number two power in the world. And Russia ain't far behind.
You so maybe we need to change our diet.
Yeah, but see, at the end of the day,
I did I'll not hear you just say
real
that shit.
But I'm going to say
real
this. Like I mean, even though they're eating, don't seem to see, that's the thing. But you have to realize, Brother Ron, guess what? Other ethnicities do that too. They eat every part of the animal. They eat every other thing besides just the regular stuff. We are conditioned to just eat chicken, fish, and this, that, the other. They eat all that stuff. They eat parts of the animal that we wouldn't even think to eat.
And they come over here and dominate. They come over here and dominate.
So my thing is,
why we've been here for how long? You know what I'm saying? Why are we not dominating?
275, 250 years.
Right, absolutely. You're absolutely right. But why are we not dominating?
Why are we not dominating, but also why are we looking for the handout?
Because Jordan is the shit.
You know what I mean? I'd rather buy Jordans than buy Adidas. You know what I mean? At least
I don't support Jordan, but the thing is,
we don't have the conditions. The conditions that like the Indians or the Asians have gone through. You know what I mean? It's not just the discipline.
It's also they look at education differently. Everybody else that comes to this country, we look at education differently.
They breed intelligence compared to us that we're already here.
Yeah, but we're already here, and we're not taking advantage of the situation of things that are out there.
You cannot take advantage of some shit that your oppressor has given you to imprison yourself. Education, European education dulls Nubian intelligence.
There's a difference between the educational system. There's a difference between the educational system and educating yourself. You don't have to be a part of the educational system to educate yourself.
What are we choosing to do?
A lot of our people are choosing to educate ourselves on bullshit. Nothing real. Listen. How many kids out there, whether it be an NBA player, a rap star, or a model, an Instagram model, OnlyFans paid? Like, this is the stuff that we promote on our own shit and to our own people. They planted the seed and we ran with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I remember this rapper, Roscos. He said it in a rhyme. He said, "The Jews run the industry. We just run around in it." That's the whole thing. Everybody else owns stuff that either we start and they own it and we run around in it. They take it away from us. We don't keep a grasp on anything that we create. And that's the whole thing. So when you talk about education or educational system, one thing has nothing to do with the other because we choose to educate ourselves with the
other. When you say educate, I'm talking about intelligence. Everything, the educational system is controlled by Europeans. You talk about the European education.
But if we were really intelligent, brother, there was a really, listen, I'm not taking away from the intelligent, you know, melanated people that are out there.
I'm not taking away from it. What I'm saying is the European educational system has destroyed melanated intelligence, natural melanated intelligence. You go to Japan. Japan doesn't start grading you kids until they're like in the freaking, I think, third, fourth grade. What they do with their children from kindergarten up, they bring out intelligence. They bring out intelligence in their children, not education. They seek intelligence first, and then they work on enhancing the child's intelligence so they can gravitate to an educational or a learning system, be it Japanese, Chinese, or European.
But you know why that don't work for us?
Because we got different programs.
But as you said earlier, you have people that are too busy worrying about their next meal. Yeah. They're too busy worrying about how they're going to pay their rent or pay their bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a certain structure. That's why, you know what I'm saying, the years ago when they started chiseling away at the black families and we opened the door for it, we allowed it to come in.
In the 1960s.
We don't help each other.
That's when that shit started. You know, I had a conversation with my mother, and my mother got a slick mouth. and she said some real slick shit. You know what I mean? It's like, oh,
okay.
You know, you're supposed to have more than this. You're supposed to be smart. You graduated high school. You went to college. I said, Mom, I said, I would have been a better student had I had better conditions. Had you created a better environment and been a better example, yes, we'd be in a different situation. And I told her, you never invested in me. You've never invested in my education. You've never invested time to make sure that I would not be caught up in these streets. So this is why I'm here today and you're in the situation we're both in. So don't blame me.
So when did the change come? Because, I mean,
oh,
you
change.
Know, okay, the past, we could talk about that, the past, but when did the change come? Because it's a new
day. That's what I told her.
And we're still doing the same thing. Actually, people were more proactive back then.
Mm-hmm.
As you say,
less,
the oppressor.
It was less.
Saw
less
what we were doing. Wasn't it Hoover that said, you know, the big fear is black unification?
Yeah.
And the fact we know that, a lot of us know that, and yet we still remain divided. This is my issue with my people going forward. If you know it's a haunted house and you don't like haunted houses, why the hell are you walking into the haunted house? We keep going to
the haunted house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that curiosity. But that curiosity going to get your ass, you know, hemmed up.
People were talking all that shit.
We keep putting ourselves in the same position that we keep complaining about. So, once again, you dangle a little carrot, you get some little trinket, and then it's like, okay, oh, I'm rich. Listen, you think these white people, these Asians and everybody else are just letting you get a little something? You ain't really got the pie. You got these crumbs in the box.
Mm-hmm.
But
some people, like, I'm coming up.
I'm doing this. I'm doing that. They in videos holding all this money. They with these dumbass import cars. They think they're a success story.
But behind that,
they only got $5 in their pocket. Their contracts is bogus. They don't know the business.
Some people would rather have crumbs than have nothing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Some people, it was like that old saying, there's a female that rather be a rich man's hoe than a broke man's queen. And I heard that shit hurt me.
I never heard that one before. That's something.
Ooh, yes. Oh, I heard that. I heard that. I heard that in 1985, Louisiana. 1985, Louisiana. From a broke-ass nigga selling crackling on Thibodeau Street.
I mean, listen. I mean, I don't want to go into the whole black woman, black man thing. But if I had to touch on that briefly, listen, there are a lot of black men that are not giving black women something to really be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa. But you know what I'm saying? As you said before, brother, if the black man is supposed to lead, what are we leading them into? What are we leading our people into? Meaning we lead them right into a wall or right over a cliff. Because we up here doing the same bullshit.
You gotta make that sacrifice.
Yeah, well, listen, dudes ain't out there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of black men out there that ain't making that sacrifice. Because either they're too busy being self-absorbed, or they scared because they got some type of mommy issues or their insecurities. It's always some
bullshit. Or anger issues. All that. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm tired. See, that's the thing. I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of hearing, oh, well, we need to fight for change, and we need to listen. We've been fighting for change for years. Fuck change.
You gotta be the change. You gotta be the change. You gotta make that.
Well, no, but see, but that's the thing. Most of our people, they don't want to be a change. They don't want to be the change. They just want to come out there and rally and riot and look good and burn their own neighborhoods down. Like, listen, you want to do something? Listen, like you said, brother, it starts at home. Condition
mm-hmm.
your kids, just like they condition their kids. It's like other people condition their kids to be doctors,
you gotta
to be
make
lawyers,
those
to be judges. You know what I'm saying?
You got to make that sacrifice.
They condition their kids from jump. Yeah, but no,
dudes are like, yo, dudes get on me. You know, I went out the other day on a date. I went on, what was it, last week?
Oh.
And I didn't know how to act. I ain't been out in so long.
You said you've been on a date?
Yeah. Me and this crazy chick.
I don't even remember the last time I went on a damn date.
You know, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I didn't. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, shit, you actually went on a damn date?
That shit was crazy, and we had so much fun. We didn't do shit but go to the movies, go to some funny-looking restaurant, talk about the food, talk shit, have some laughs. You know what I mean? And we were just and we were just sitting at the bus stop, sitting by the water fountain the first time, and just talking shit at the end of the movie. You know what I mean? We had so much fun. And the flash shit was, when I'm going to see you? She said, when I'm going to see you again? I said, we working out.
So let me ask you a question, not to go off subject a little bit.
Are you telling this into a love story? You got a topic.
Who is this?
Is a love story, bro?
Who initiated the date?
Love story.
I said, who initiated the date?
She been told.
Why?
Shit like, yo, let's get together. Together, you know, blah blah blah. She wanted me to come up there, or
we gotta go back on topic, man.
It's on topic. We had a conversation previously. I said, you know, you at a certain age that, you know, you're not gonna get married. You know what I mean? It's like, what? I said, yeah, you're not gonna get married. It's not gonna happen. You know what I mean? It's just like because
why
it's not
that?
In you. Because it's not, and I told her, I said, it's not in you to be a certain way. You know, she's a Libra. You know how I feel about Libra women. So she was mad, but she, like, when she came back a day or two later, we talked about it. She said, you know, it's kind of right. I said, that's not saying that you'll never get married. You know, you was married once, it just wasn't you. You know what I mean? That's all it was. Now, companionship is it. Now, she asked me, she said, you don't hang out? I said, hang out? No, I work. Everything I do, I work. I go set up, I do my vending. I go home, I may go see my family, see my mom, and get ready for go to the next job, go to the security shit. You know, if not, I'll take off. You know what I mean? But I work. I don't hang out. I did that when I was a kid, and I didn't have shit. You dig what I'm saying? So the sacrifices I made 15 years ago, today I got an established business. It ain't much, but it's an established business. I can go make some money from it. You know what I mean? I pay mortgage off this business when I couldn't do security for about 8 months. I paid my mortgage. You think I'm saying best believe I had the house. You know what I mean? I do security and I rock out with that. You know what I mean? I pay my bills and I do stuff to push the culture. I do stuff to push my brand. I said I make change in everything that I do. Because it's not just for me. I don't hang out. I don't smoke. I don't get high. I don't really chase chicks no more. You know what I mean? So it's just like, this is the sacrifice that I'm making so I can put something together so I can help myself, help my family, and help my people.
And this is why you, all your efforts and everything go unnoticed because you're not popular.
Yeah, she'd be
popular.
Like,
you're not popular.
Yeah,
you're not popular.
Like,
what you're doing is not popular. You're not drinking. You're not smoking. You're not out there partying. Yeah. You're not doing anything that some people would consider.
Mm-hmm. She was like, oh,
you know, popular.
Hi. I just want to kind of piggyback for 2 seconds off of what Byron
sure.
had said. Byron, you mentioned how we. Black people would start businesses or whatever, and then a white man comes along, takes that idea, franchise it, monopolize off of it, make their money.
Yep.
The problem with black people, and it's really unfortunate, is we always are looking to do a hustle versus a business instead of having a hustler's mentality in business. We don't want to go through the paperwork. We don't want to file for certifications. We don't want to apply for our business license. We don't want to apply for LLC. We don't want to do anything that's going to protect us and or our brand.
Exactly.
To stop another person from taking it.
Exactly.
Yep.
I remember
if they
want to
take
like,
if they,
that,
if they,
like,
even if you do all that, if they want to take it, they'll still come and take it. They'll just pay you for it, like how they did Fat
Listen,
Farm.
But you want to know something, though?
how they
at the end of the day, it's either you pay me, but I'm not giving it to you for free.
Yeah, but they're going to take
and
it.
They're not going to take it. They'll pay you. That's not them taking
yeah,
it. Because let me tell
that's
you.
That's taking it.
No, it's
yeah.
not. What it I mm-hmm. Listen, what it is, if it's that valuable to me, valuable to you, you'll pay the price that I need. But
mm-hmm.
if it's not that valuable to you, keep on pushing.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the problem is, if your paperwork is not in order,
it's not,
they can take whatever they want.
I hear what you're saying, but it's still taking it. You know what I mean? It's just you know, case in point, you know about L'Oreal? You know L'Oreal?
The makeup brand, the cosmetic
yeah.
company.
You know how many companies they bought out in the last 30, 40 years? Black companies they bought out?
Yep.
They
sure do.
They bought out a whole bunch. Where the black companies at? The black cosmetic companies at today?
Well, they bought out their competition.
Well, it's not only that they just bought out the competition. See, one thing that we as black people don't realize is that if you're going to go into the industry, you have to be able to mass produce the product
mm-hmm.
that you're trying to sell.
Okay.
And
exactly.
In most cases, we do not do the research in order to mass produce anything.
They just don't have the resources or the facilities.
They don't. And so that's why they get bought out.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why they get bought out. Like, oh, you know what? We'll give you, $75,000 or $150,000 to mass produce this, and your deadline will be this. But then there's that little clause in the very bottom, like if you don't do that,
we take your business. We take your business.
Exactly.
Chinese don't sell out. Listen, Chinese don't sell out. Japanese don't sell out. Indians don't sell out.
They know the business. They also take the time to learn the business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's the thing is,
it's their groundwork from the beginning. If they structure mm-hmm. things in a way where they make sure they have a fallback plan. Or they're going to make sure before
a
they get started, they have the resources. Wait a minute. They have the resources
to do everything they need to do.
So they don't have to ask anyone.
That's right.
They make sure they have the resources to handle whatever they need to handle.
But they also build from within. So they will definitely circulate their finances with each other. That's a written clause for them. They do business with each other. They do not do business with outsiders.
Yes. They do with each other and for each other to start before they go global. You know what I mean? You want to know something?
Guess what? Guess what? Black people don't have that mentality.
A lot don't. None.
Majority don't. There's not a lot. Majority don't.
Absolutely.
They don't have that mentality. They rather go to an Asian-owned beauty supply store instead of supporting a black-owned business. Black-owned businesses go under within 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Much faster at a higher rate than other businesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's sad. It just seems like it's a grab money real quick and then leave. Grab whatever you can and then leave.
Yeah, I remember, even
when it goes into mm-hmm. that thing of black people, starting their own business, you have some people out there that are more concerned with the title, I'm a business owner, than actually putting in the work to cultivate their business. They're so stuck on that title of I run it, like this is mine. Okay, this is yours. It's on paper. You run it. Now what? Like now what are you doing for the people? Now what are you doing for the community? Because when you do stuff for the people in the community, you're basically doing what you need to do for yourself. Because once people mm-hmm. start to believe, once you give them something to believe in, they'll rock with you. Like some black people can be, our people can be loyal to a situation, but too many times you have situations where you go to a black-owned business, they treat you like crap, or something is wrong, and then you don't want to mess with them no more. As to where let an Asian or a white person go in their establishment and they treating them well.
Hey, Byron, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this real quick. You see my table, right? You see my table when I've been, right? I got a lot of shit on my table, right? All right.
I'm still waiting for my black soap. But we ain't gonna talk about
that still,
on the show.
And it's still there. But hold on, I got you. But there was a customer that became a vendor across the street from me. You know what I mean? I was like, wow.
Wow, that happened.
Yeah. He was a customer. But I never said nothing really because I'm like, it was been times where I hadn't been out there for months at a time. So, and he bought incense from me to sell. So it's just like, okay. So I look at it as he creates a demand because there was a lot of times he wasn't out there that I came out there. So boom, you're supplying the demand for the people. Boom. No problem. Then there became a third vendor. He's a West Indian brother. And this brother was bullheaded. You know what I mean? Like, it was so bad, the taxi driver came up and said, yo, when that big man come back, when he come back, yo, it's going to be a problem. They told him for months. So I was like, all right, and I saw him, and I spoke to the other guy, and the other guy told me about him. So I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. So I come back out, and he's not there. There's times I come out, he don't be out there, the third guy. So I come out there one day, he's out there. So the other guy, the other brother, you got the same storage. You share the storage area. So he was in there talking to this other dude about he wanted to fight the other vendor and all that. I said, yo, look. I said, I heard about the escapades because they was going to fight. So I said, look, follow my lead. I've been doing this longer than you. I didn't give you no beef when you came out. I didn't want to fight you. When you came out, I let you rock and do your thing, right? And I still hustle rings around you, right? He said, yeah. So here's what we're going to do, right? Both of y'all ain't got shit on your table to sell a crackhead. You know what I mean? Both of y'all got your hungry, poor tables. Your tables look poor, put together. So here's what we're going to do. Follow my lead. I'm going to be on my side. You stay on your side. Don't you say nothing. Don't play no music or nothing. Let him play his music. So I came across the street. I set up. He saw me. He saw me taking out mad shit because I was taking out wild shit. And he was just looking. He was like, and then before I even finished setting up, people were coming to buy. I made $150 before I was actually officially set up. And made more when I got set up. So when he saw all that, you know what he did? He turned his music off. He packed his shit up. He packed his shit up. And he left. Mm-hmm. And I went over to the guy to the edge of the side, walked, looked across the street, and the guy said, See? I ain't had to yell at him.
A lot of us don't have that patience, brother. A lot of us don't have that patience. I get you, and they don't have that intelligence. That's smart.
But of course, if he came over and said something to me, I would explain something and say, hey, look, we could all make money. We could all make money. You ain't got to leave. You think what I'm saying? If you listen, because I was telling old boy, I said the next step after this is to build your table up with some shit that people want. You know what I mean? I've been out here doing this shit 20 years. I can set up shop and close on any corner. You know what I mean? I know what people want because I pay attention to the market. I said, even if the brother never left, if he was an agreeable dude, we do all do business together because we black people. I said, shit, I'll even come out here on different days. We take turns coming out of here different days. It's ways to work it.
That's the difference between what you were saying earlier, the educational system and educate. You educated yourself, and now you just educated them on something. A lot of us don't do that for one another because they're either too busy wanting to fight, like the other like your man wanted to do, or they ain't trying to listen to you. Because they feel, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, okay, you make a couple of bucks, but I'll go someplace else and make more. They don't want to listen. Mm-hmm. Our people always got to be bullheaded about shit.
It's not always about listening, though. It's not always about listening. They are, it's crab in a barrel mentality.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. Crab shouldn't even be in a damn barrel.
But crab in a barrel mentality.
Like, how do we
but
even
that's,
get there?
But that's what it is.
Yeah, how do we even get there?
Everybody feels that, oh, this person is doing this, but I can do it better. Let me pull them down so I can climb on top.
And that's a big issue because we're the ones that really do that to each other. Everybody else really ain't doing that. Listen, you go to Chinatown, because in New York there's a few Chinatowns. You know what I'm saying? Like Sunnyside, that part of Queens, like Sunnyside.
Queens, that's
their town. They're Asian, they got that whole thing all smashed. And I'm not knocking their hustle at all. But we don't do that. And that's the problem for the amount of time we've been, all these years we've been in this country. We don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're screaming for equality. We're screaming that we want a piece of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
We want a piece of the pie that we made. And we still getting crumb.
Yeah. I don't talk to white people about shit, bro.
So let me ask you this, because I really want to step, you know, get into this topic real quick. What is your thought on critical race theory? You've heard of critical race theory?
I heard a little bit about it. It's another discussion.
All right, let me go into the definition of it. So, you know, I Googled it. So critical race theory is an academic movement of civil rights scholars and activists in the United States who seek to critically examine the law as it intersects with issues of race and to challenge mainstream liberal approaches to racial justice.
Just like I thought, it's a waste of time, though. Asians don't worry about they don't worry about that. Indian people don't worry about that. They know the white man is the devil. But how do we live and be God? You dig what I'm saying? How do we keep the respect of our children and gain the honor of our women? That's all they fucking think about. That's it. They don't think about nothing else. Niggas is caught up partying, drinking, hanging out, lowering themselves to be animals and treating their women fucked up. And then beef about how your woman treats you fucked up, how the black woman treats us. You got to make that sacrifice, bro. You got to give up. You got to give up being slaves, man. Can't be a slave forever. It's like niggas can't sell crack forever. Talk all that Biden shit, talk all that voting shit. What that got us? That got us nothing. For those that voted, are you in a better place? They switched out one devil for another and you got nothing. You happy with nothing. You happy with, the Negroes are happy with nothing.
And that's what they bank on, Negroes being happy with nothing.
Yeah. Elijah Muhammad said that in the 1950s. He said the black man is happy because, loves the devil because the devil gives him nothing. And it was like nobody, when I was saying that on my page on Facebook, dude was like, I was hating. Hating on what, nigga? Nigga, talk about Trump. Meanwhile, they talking about Trump, demonizing Trump, and Trump was doing his job, help making the rich man richer.
He was
a distraction. All them motherfuckers got rich. You got billionaires that became multi-billionaires. You got millionaires that became multi-millionaires. Jeff Bezos made so much money. Jeff Bezos and all the motherfuckers made so much money. This nigga want to go to space. Do he want to help niggas? No. He'll give you a job and you go about your fucking business. This nigga, I want to go to space. You know how much it costs to build a fucking to build a fucking rocket to go into space?
And ain't gonna let no Negroes on that rocket.
No, it's not the point. It's his rocket. White people position themselves where they don't have to have niggas around. But niggas always gotta position themselves where they keep white people around. In their movies, in their books, in their lives. Niggas sleep with the devil.
I mean, listen, hold on. I mean, I listen. Once again, damn, respectfully, You know,
oh my God, we
agree to disagree because I can't look at all the pilgrims as the same. I just can't. I can't look at all these
same.
It's like we
brother.
Can't. Hold
this
on,
is, this
no,
is, this
no,
is,
brother.
They are all
hold
the
on,
same.
Brother.
Hold
on,
they
hold on, brother.
The
then that's like saying we're all the same.
No, it has nothing to do
you
with
know what
that.
I'm saying?
We're talking about
it's
our
like saying black people all the same. We can't say that.
It's just like, let me tell you that all white people, when it comes to oppression, all white people are the same, brother. It's just motherfuckers listen to what I'm saying. There's motherfuckers that make the guns. There's motherfuckers that make the bullets. And then there's motherfuckers that aim it at you. Them motherfuckers that make that give you a job, that might be nice guys, might be nice white people, I don't shoot black people. But they might not say that they don't like black people. They'll say, I don't like all black people. But the motherfuckers
that got
you. And they're
doing it in a roundabout way.
The motherfuckers that got the guns that they made the guns for, they'll shoot you. We ain't talking about our own. We talking about motherfuckers. We talking about
you.
You get what I'm saying?
Listen. But listen. Respectfully, we agree to disagree because I just in my experiences, I can't see. I don't see all of them like that because there have been some that have been friends to me that helped me personally. Like, see, I go off of individual experiences. I can't really, generalize.
It's not generalization. It's like, let me tell you something. You got, how many white friends you got?
I got a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Probably more than black people. But go ahead.
But you got what? 30? I count on one hand how many white friends I got.
Me too.
I call them associates that I can associate with. Let me tell you something. You ask your ten solid motherfuckers. Line them up.
Okay.
Line them up into their faces. Ask them one question.
Line them up.
Ask them one question.
And that question is?
Line them up.
Will you die for me?
What is this? A Prince song?
Will you jump in front of a bullet for you?
First of all,
yes or no?
All
right. Yes or no?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, hold on. Now, what does that have to do with critical race theory or race in general?
Because it is part of it.
As an individual, we know each other. We are friends. I'm talking about like somebody I can say, yo, this is my brother, or I'm his brother. We've known each other for a certain amount of time. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's different.
I got black friends, bro, that will take a motherfucking life from me.
But still,
I got black friends that I put in work for. Let's put it like that.
And after that, you owed him something.
Because sometimes our people owe each other friends.
And looking for a return.
You do shit for the white man, and you owe him shit, and he don't do shit for you.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes with the white man, they ain't always looking for the credit. They do it because they know they can.
But what do they
do? You make an excuse for your oppressor.
I'm not making an excuse for anybody.
I don't know what it is that you think that they look for.
Yeah, that's
who look for what? Looking for
black
what?
People.
That's
what
the whole thing. Not everybody has an angle. Because if you turn around and look at our people, listen, just like with the critical race theory, you know, of course, it's a bunch of these newfangled civil rights movement cats. Hold on.
That's a waste of time. You got to throw that out with the bathwater.
The whole thing is this. What's the purpose of examining this and we're not trying to make changes on it? Stop looking at shit and make the changes. See, that's the whole thing. We keep looking at, it's like you keep looking at the fish in the fish tank, and you keep saying, oh, this fish tank needs to be cleaned. Oh, these fish need to be changed. This needs to happen. Okay, stop looking at the damn changes. And that's the whole thing. As long, no, listen, that's the whole thing. We come up with everything, it costs too much. It costs too much. Oh, I got to go fishing. Oh, I got to do this. I got to go do that. Listen, what have we, for being in this country, for being stolen from one country land and brought to another, what the hell have we learned? To keep making goddamn excuses? To re-examine or examine what the foot that keeps being put in our ass? That's what we're doing? Listen, I'm not going to make any excuses for anybody. But listen, if you're going to keep bending over for that foot to be in your ass, then that is your problem.
If you can, let me tell you something.
And blame, hold on, brother. To sit here and put it on white, some white folks, listen, I can't do that because there's white folks out there that ain't even trying to put, they walking about their own business. They ain't trying to put a foot in nobody's ass. And it's gotten to the point where we turn around and once again, we keep bending over looking for any foot to kick us in our ass because we allow it. We allow it.
Not,
we keep being being the clown and the court jester.
We do
turn around and keep throwing it on them. No, it's not. It's not them. It's us.
Yeah, we do each other in. Yes, all right. But I have no white friends. I have no white friends.
That's my personal thing.
Because if you can't help me, if you can't do for me. You can't help me position myself to be free from your grip. You're not my friend, you become my enemy.
So, brother, let me
ask you understand
this.
What I'm saying? And
brother,
you can be white, black, or whatever. White, black, or whatever.
Okay. But, brother, let me ask you this. Why you always wake up in the cage? You see what I'm saying?
Wake up in
the cage. Why are you so concerned about a freedom? About a freedom? Why are you looking for freedom that you already have?
Yeah, I know it's outside of what my oppressor's definition is of me.
Listen, forget
no,
that
that's
word
where my
oppressor.
Freedom starts.
Forget
I,
them.
I know I'm.
Forget
I know
them because
I'm
you
free.
Own your business. You able to move how you choose to move. So what cage are you in? Respectfully, what cage are you really in?
Well,
you got no,
in a lot of.
You go out there and you make stuff happen for yourself. What cage are you in?
We're in no cage, brother. When you say systemic, it's just continuous. It's a system that was already perpetuated, put into motion. So from certain angles, certain things are already into play. So no, physically no. They put this into motion where they ain't got to be around. You dig what I'm saying? Like an ATM. The ATM is good. You got your card, you know, blah, 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 blah. You want to get such and such money out of it. You want the other kind of money, you got to go inside the bank. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so,
yeah. But listen.
When you're in the system.
But check this out.
When you're, listen, we're in the system. The system is a prison. You know what I mean? You can't up and just go where you want to go. You can't up and just do what you want to do. That's the prison. You can't.
Well, I can't.
If you're operating within the system, then yes, you can do what you want to do. If you're operating within their system, and that's the case. That's the case.
You can't. Okay, I got you. But before we go to caller 5775, I would do want to say this. Just like you said with the whole ATM thing. Listen, if I got Capital One. And there's a whole bunch of Chases around me. I know if I go to Chase, they're going to charge me $3. So it's my choice to either take the $3 hit or I'm going to go find me a Capital One. Now, some people may just take
the
$3 hit. They may take
the
$3 hit because they don't want to drive. They don't want to drive or do whatever. See, once again, it's all about choice. And the whole thing is some of us don't make
the
right choice.
You think you got choices? They only give you. That's the programming.
Brother,
you go into a store.
Got
they got 50 pairs.
Just like
they got
you
50
said
pairs
earlier.
Of sneakers. Listen,
brother.
They got 50 pairs. They got 50 pairs of sneakers. And it's like these are the only choices you've had. for the last 50 years, 50 pairs of sneakers. You mean there's somebody else that didn't make no more? You can't make your own sneakers?
Listen.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Call 577. What's up? You on the LC Mini. What's up?
Yeah, this is Max from Rodney and Sean show. Just wanted to give a call and see what's up.
What's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Yes. Yes, I was interested with the title of the episode, and normally I don't call, but I heard yesterday's program from The Truth, and I said, you know what? That was an interesting topic that they just addressed, and I like the title, and as I'm listening to the conversation right now between you guys talking, I think we have to be respectful and give each other that platform to finish what we need to say. Because I'm pretty sure if we can give each other that platform and say what we got to say respectfully, then things will be clear. But as far as equality, we should not be focused on equality. It's unreal. It's unrealistic.
What do you think we should be focused on, bro?
Oh, winning. Basically, winning. It's like this country is all about takeover. That's how this country was created. It was never created by equality. We all know that. They took over this land from the Indians. And we should not be focused. It's no such thing. I learned that from my grandpa, and I learned that from my dad. It's basically we have to be strong. And it's unconditional love doesn't exist. It's basically you're going to have to go this track and win. Get it done. Somebody in the family is weak, they gotta go.
So all right, so with that being said, so you say winning. So what's your definition of winning? Because whether it's winning or success, everybody looks at it differently. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right, so winning as far as family values, if I want my family to succeed, my family based on how many groups of kids that I have that are not in jail, that are not divorced, that are not struggling in poverty, that are actually have a long, stable career jobs, home ownership, passive income, active income, retirement income, and they're straight, period. They're done. If straight meaning not sexually, straight meaning that they are focused, that they're good. Mentally, everyone's going to have mental breakdowns. But at the end of the day, we have to come with a strategy because the household is your government, not the government in the White House. Your household is the actual government.
So, I feel you on that. But how many of us, you see, the big question is, how many of us have that mentality? Like what you're saying right now? That's the issue. There's a lack of. It goes back to what Brother Ron was saying and talking about in terms of the educational system and educating ourselves. You know what I'm saying? How many of us are educating our kids on what you just said? Because some of them are just making them breakfast in the morning, if that, and then sending them into the educational system instead of educating them at home before they go out into the system.
So basically, based on what I remember not too long ago on the episodes on the time when you was on the show, Brother B, you had straight stating that you are a father yourself and you have a daughter.
Yes.
Just like I'm a dad myself and I have a daughter. So the education starts you and I being the role models and not just being models. We are models, but we have our role to play. Like my dad taught me all the time, every man and woman has a role in the household. Whether the child is 4 or 5 years old, they're going to have a role to play in that household. Nobody's going to be left behind. So it will better and strengthen the family. If the mom's going to be the head, that's her role. If the dad's going to be the head, that's his role. As long as somebody has a task to perform, there's no deadbeats. So you being a role model to your daughter, you're basically conducting and showing your daughter how you want that life to be for her to have her partner, her man in the life based on what she viewed from you. She follows your lead.
True.
So basically, she's going to pick up everything.
And but see, and that's the thing, brother. Because like I said, I feel where you're coming from. But once again, what you're saying right now is sadly, it's a small percentage of us, of our people
though,
that think that way. Because if you look at what's out in these streets right now, if you see what's going on out in the streets, if you see like I cannot ever forget it. One day I was seeing two cops, a white one and an Asian one, walk in a group of five black kids into the Tombs in Brooklyn. And they was just laughing. They thought everything was funny. They thought it was cool. And I'm sitting back thinking, what type of home did they come to think being chained up together like it's a joke to get walked into a goddamn prison? 6 o'clock in the evening, like that is okay. Where did they come from? And see, that's the whole thing, brother. You know, like I said, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but the thing is, the structure, the family structure, that home that you're talking about, is far and few. Because, you know what I'm saying, nowadays grandmothers is like 30-something years old. I remember my grandmother when it was like 60, 70-something years old.
Absolutely.
You got kids, kids. So it's like, yo, what type of home structure is really being built by people who don't even know what structure is? They ain't even educating themselves on what structure is. Some of these people don't even know how to wipe their asses straight, but they busy. But they know how to put lipstick on. They know how to put makeup on. They know how to go out there and get some True Religion jeans, or they know how to go out there and rob somebody, or go punch an Asian in the face, or go claim gang. They know how to do all of that other crap, but not take care of home. They can take care of their homies, but they can't take care of home.
What about this, before I get off, what about this? Since you have a woman on the show, and maybe I definitely need to hear her say on this one. Like, when I go on dates, my daughter and I just had a discussion. She's 18 right now, because she's just graduating, period. We're done. But
congratulations.
We had the discussion. Thank you. It was hard work, and I paid off, and I loved it. But this is when she was 15. She, I trained her as far as when we go out to dinner, amongst family or groups of friends, and I make sure that she passed this on to her man. And I told her, when I go on dates or when I'm with somebody that's considered my partner, my woman, my daughter sits next to me, she whispers to me that she needs to go do what she needs to do, a tinkle. But I'm just telling y'all, but she just whispers to me. Nobody else in that group or the round table would know what she's saying. But after she finished telling me that what she needs to do, I address the whole group and tell them, folks will be right back. I hold on to her hand. We both get up. We go. I go with her so she can fix this up in the ladies' room. I stay out and wait for her there. And that's what I want her and her man to do. I told her that whatever man you have, he's going to do that too. He stays out with you because you're a team. You came together as a team. You leave together as a team.
I feel you, bro.
You pass that message. Because I want her to know she's always protected. When she comes out, she sees me holding her bag, and I'm holding her stuff. So she can feel relaxed. That's it. Nobody needs to know in that table what business she's doing if she's even going to the ladies' room. It's not her business. Because I'm showing her that I'm protecting you.
Absolutely.
Facts, brother. Listen, I love it.
I think he said the ladies.
So, Max, what's the
question? Said the ladies, Brother B.
What's going on with you, Mika? What's going on with you, Mika? What's going on?
That's beautiful.
It's something that
I'm just trying to figure out what's your question.
Well,
no, he wasn't.
I wasn't talking about the question.
Oh, I don't think it was.
I was in Texas, and they do that in Texas. And I learned that from a black Israelite, because a black Israelite told me, and this is back in the early 2000s. He says, we don't call our women responsibilities. We call them our possessions. Y'all American women are like the Oprahs. That's what he said. Those Oprah Winfrey's, Gayle Kings corrupted our women's minds. We call them our possessions.
And you know
what?
He's kind of right, too.
The word responsibility is weak. He said it's weak. Because the minute a man talks about my woman, I'm pulling out my machete and cut his lips off. That's what he said. He said it straight
out.
I've
got to say,
he's doing a bit much.
He won't know, but he's being that's the fact.
Meanwhile, we got Hot Rod up here. We got Hot Rod in the house.
Explain that for a moment. I will say this much. Nobody is anyone's possession. It's not about being a possession. A possession is an object.
To a degree, he's kind of right. But go ahead. What he meant was he said he doesn't view it as a toy or as a plaything or object. Their possession means that's my woman, period. And he made it down, and he passed it down to his sons. Do not let your woman get hurt. Betrayed, hurt, or battered, whatever.
Battered,
you make sure you go die for your woman. That was how the black Israelites viewed their women. That was theirs. If the burglar's in the house, there is no who's going to go downstairs. They knew immediately, that's my house.
Yeah,
I have
that's
to protect my women.
That's my protection. That's my possession. It's the difference with that.
I'm sorry, Master. That's your opinion, but
that's not my opinion. That's what he taught me. That's what he taught me because that's what they view.
That's fine. But see, you can't.
Yeah, but
possession is a different thing. Protecting your woman is totally different from possessing her or keeping her as a possession. Because then, like I said, she's an individual, just like you're an individual. You won't want nobody to do that to you and be possessive over you like that. So why would you want to do that to your woman? Now, protecting your man, that's fine. You could do that as well, as in, you know, be that protection for him as well as him being protection for you for possession. No, I don't want anybody be on that type of time with me. I wouldn't want anybody. Now, going back to what you were saying about the young lad, you know, the bathroom thing with your daughter, you know, I think that's okay as a woman being grown or a man being grown. You're right. He should go with her to the bathroom. But you know, things can happen. You never know.
Oh,
but,
my God.
You know, I think he did.
I agree with him on the possession thing to an extent, because when your kid's in school, What they do is who's responsible? Who's your parent? The parent is responsible. When you have a child with a woman, your family is your possession. Your family is your responsibility. You know what I mean? The possession thing is a bit much. But when I learned this like when, you know, when you do funerals. You know what I mean? It's like the body, whoever claims your body, your mother, if that's your mother, then she's your possession. They have it written on there. That's different, though. It's the same thing. Hold on. I got to say something.
Because you know what? It's on both sides. We have to stop playing the fucking semantics. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I had to say it that way. But we have to stop that. Like when we was there was an episode where we were talking about the word obey and stuff like that when it comes to that. Listen, we have to stop with some of this bullshit. We have really have to stop. You know, like we're in a library with so many different categories, but we're still in the damn library. So we should be unified to a degree, but instead you got the science fiction wanting to be in their own library, and then the nonfiction wanting to be in the other library. Like, we have to stop playing this game, because all it took was one word to divide everything, to just make everything uncohesive. All it took was one word.
Possession.
And see, the whole thing is,
Robbie?
You can't take that shit personal. Like, it's not that serious. It's not that serious.
How do you figure
it's not that serious? That's the problem with our people. All it took was one word to divide everything.
We're not dividing.
Which caused chaos.
Listen. I don't think it's divided on cause and effect because those two words are different. Protected, protection and possession are two different words. I don't care what you say about the meaning.
Why are we even having a conversation about the word?
But at the end of the day, we have to distinguish which one is which, especially when you're talking about relationships with men, women, or whatever.
Can I chime in? Yeah, real quick. I get the point that he was making, but as soon as one word came in, it kind of changed the narrative of what he was saying. And he didn't even change the narrative. It was just one word that was blown a certain way. But go ahead, Mr. Mack. Go ahead, brother.
That was the thing, because here's the situation. When this episode I had with this Black Israel, we was at Washington, D.C. doing the march. And
we got
vocal
less than 4 minutes,
because...
brother.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So basically,
no, it's all right. Go ahead.
Brother B, you made the excellent point. One word is causing friction, but understand the meaning, because we're being held accountable. Us men, we're accountable to make sure our woman is taken care of, going to the ladies' room, so she won't be harassed or beaten or hurt. It's our responsibility, and who enters our house, burglarize our place, we're responsible to make sure that our family's protected. And like the other gentleman said, when it comes to funeral arrangements or anything, we have to protect the families. The family jewel is our possession. There's nothing wrong saying possession, because this is our responsibility. We have to protect the children and our women.
All right, it depends on how you use the word.
I understand, that's the problem.
But Max, I'm sorry, Max. I understand what John said. I think the way you say possession, it sounds like the women are objects. It's like a thing.
They're not, because we have to value them more than just a car or jewelry. Just like we love a jewelry, we love our women more than a jewelry or a car. They're everything to us. They help bring our child to life.
I love my car more than I love Big Red.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry. You say you love your great food?
I love my great food more than you.
The thing that bugs me, Bubba Max, I get where you're coming from. But somebody's always going to see what you say differently. And once again, that's my issue. It should not take a word to cause that much calamity. You know what I'm saying? If we're having intellectual conversations, you know what I'm saying? It's not to be taken out of context, because the word or certain words are not being used in the context, a certain context, depending on the flow of the discussion. So at no point did I take it as, oh, she's my possession. She's like my car, or like my gold chain, or like my TV set. I didn't think it like that, but see, some people do. And see, these are some of the things that we as a people need to get over, because we take certain words too little. But it's all right to be like, oh, you a B, or you a hoe, or you the N-word.
But that's okay.
But we don't take issues. We don't take issues with that. A lot of us don't take issues with that.
Black people.
You still use real talk. But look, like I said, all it took was one word. Dropped it to the stove, and boom, things just kind of went left.
Because depending on where the word is used. Okay.
But the flow of the conversation was on what? See, that's what I'm saying. If you turn around and you're in a bakery that makes nothing but cakes, why you asking for pie? We in a bakery that just makes strictly cakes. Huh? There's no talk of pie, so why bring up pie? That's what we need to stop. Yo, listen, on that note, Mr. Chianti, thank you for calling in. Max,
no
Big
problem.
Red,
nope.
Max. 3-1, Hot Rod,
yes, yes,
Lisa,
yes.
Brother Ron, welcome. Thank you for calling in again. We miss you. Everybody have a great night. God bless. Enjoy your week.
You too,
stay
guys.
Out there.
Right.
Happy
Father's
Day, guys.
And happy Father's
Day,
guys.
Happy Family Day. Happy Family Day.
Happy
Family
Day. Happy Family Day. Peace out.
Peace out.